From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. President Barack Obama has warned his Afghan counterpart that the U.S. is planning to withdraw all its troops from the country by the end of 2014. Mr. Obama spoke to Hamid Karzai by telephone this Tuesday, saying that since the Afghan leader has refused to sign a bilateral security agreement with Washington, the Pentagon has no option but to plan for a full withdrawal. Lorna Shattuck reports from Washington.
This is the latest twist in a long-running saga of deteriorating relations between President Karzai and the US. Having initially seemed in favour of the BSA, or Bilateral Security Agreement, which would have left several thousand US troops in Afghanistan after the end of 2014, Hamid Karzai then decided to leave any decision on that to his successor after April's election. That's made it very difficult for the Pentagon and its NATO allies to begin the complicated process of planning troop movements. Nonetheless, Mr. Obama has left open the possibility of making a deal on a post-2014 mission with the next Afghan government.
Ukraine's interim president says the country must be vigilant to the dangers of separatism following the ousting of President Viktor Yanukovych. There is anger in some Russian-speaking regions of Ukraine about his removal. Meanwhile, Ukraine's interim government has put Yanukovych on its most wanted list, accusing him of mass murder. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that the U.S. is deeply engaged in trying to help the people of Ukraine. Speaking alongside British Foreign Secretary William Hague, he said that both countries are committed to supporting them. Kerry said it's vital that the Ukrainians make their own decisions about their future.
This is not a zero-sum game. It is not a West versus East. It should not be. It is not Russia or the United States or other choices. This is about Ukrainians making their choice about their future. And we want to work with Russia, with other countries, with everybody available to make sure this is peaceful.
The U.S. has expelled three Venezuelan diplomats in response to Venezuela's removal of three U.S. embassy staff last week. Venezuela accused the U.S. representatives of supporting an anti-government protest movement that is sweeping the country. The move came shortly after Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro announced that he would nominate an ambassador to the U.S. for the first time since 2010. Latin America correspondent Andrea Arenas reports.
Despite previously accusing Washington of supporting the violent protests, President Maduro said that his nomination will be an attempt to kickstart relations between the two countries. In response, the White House urged President Maduro to prioritize fixing relations domestically before turning his focus on international affairs. Over the past 2 weeks, 13 people have been killed and 150 injured in the student-led protest movement against the Maduro government, which they blame for shortages, high crime, and inflation. Last week, President Maduro expelled three U.S. diplomats who he accused of recruiting students to the protest movement.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The war in Syria has ignited a fresh debate on the use of cyber warfare and security in the U.S. It follows recent discussions at the meeting of the National Security Council. Rebecca Hume reports from Washington.
The National Security Council, which met last Thursday, declined to discuss details of its interagency deliberations. Caitlin Hayden, spokesperson for the National Security Council, confirmed the administration does have a range of materials, including cyber weapons, to protect the US from outside threats. The New York Times is reporting that the US has been engaged in secret talks over whether offensive cyber weapons should be used as an alternative to traditional military warfare in cases such as Syria. Discussions centre around whether cyber arms should be used covertly or as regular weapons. One of the main issues is whether a cyber strike on Syria would be seen as a justified humanitarian intervention.
Prominent Tokyo-based Bitcoin exchange Mt. Gox has ceased all transactions and taken its website offline. The move comes a month after the company reportedly lost hundreds of thousands of Bitcoins in a cyber attack. The cyber theft reportedly cost users nearly $370 million. And Reuters has reported that Iran has inked a nearly $200 million deal with neighboring Iraq. The Obama administration says they're seriously concerned and asserts that Iran selling arms to any country violates a UN resolution. And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.